This is 7AD. Well, the BBL's just around the corner. In fact, it starts next week for the Hobart Hurricanes. They'll play a game at UTAS December 19. Anyway, to tell us more about the Hurricanes, former player Xavier Doherty. Hello.
Hello, Darren. Thanks for having me on.
No, you're very welcome. So you're going to be doing a trip around, well, you're going to Hobart and Launceston to bring the BBL trophy around so people can have a look at.
That's right. To the Tasmanian public will get their first look at the BBL trophy before we win it in late January, I think, and then we can host it. We can look after it for 12 months from then. So, doing a bit of a tour and, a bit of a meet and greet, and people can come out and get into the BBL spirit, I guess.
Yeah, unfortunately not coming to the northwest, but for people who might be in Launceston, you'll be at Cataract Gorge with the trophy for selfies and all of that this Thursday, right?
That's right, heading there on Thursday, about 10:30, I think. There'll be a game of cricket set up and, a bit of purple floating around. So, just popping into the gorge, beautiful part of the state. So, doing a bit of a tour.
You did the T20 World Cup trophy tour as well recently. So you sort of turned into like the Crips ambassador.
Yeah, a bit of a poster boy. Yeah. Apparently I took on a shirt that was a triple XL, which a lot of my mates gave me a bit of grief for. So hopefully if they're handing out some BBL T-shirts, I might get something that fits me a bit better. But becoming a bit of a poster boy for the trophies at the moment.
Yeah, I did see that photo. It's a little bit big for you. Anyway, let's have a look at the Hurricanes. So they've announced their imports for a start. They've got Shadab Khan and Zach Crawley. So Pakistani and an Englishman. What do you think about those two?
For those guys who saw Shadab Khan playing in the recent T20 World Cup, they'd be pretty excited about his cricket. Extremely hard-hitting middle-order batter. I think he took the South Africans down for something ridiculous, 75 off 38 or something like that at the SCG, which was one of the innings of the tournament. So for all the Hurricanes fans, they'll be pretty excited to see him. Also, well, I was going to say very handy. He's a frontline leg spin bowler, so which, as we know, in 2020 cricket is very important. And then we do get Zach Crawley for, I think, three games. Shadab Khan's got some international duties towards the back end of the tournament, so he'll duck away for a week. And Zach Crawley, who's coming off a Test 100 during the week, will come and fill his spot. So we haven't had a lot of luck with some of our Hurricane recruits, recently.
No.
So hopefully the guys that that Ricky's rounded up will do the job for us this time round.
Hurricanes have two games at UTAS in Lonnie. So that first one will be Perth Scorchers next Friday, December 19.
Monday, maybe, I think.
Hang on, let me just check. Yeah, now you're right. It's Monday the 19th.
Monday the 19th, so the week of Christmas week, which, might suit some people, maybe not others, but if you're in the area and looking for some high-quality BBL cricket, that'll be a good one to get to. The Perth Scorchers are always up and about as far as the ladder goes, so it'll be a good quality game, and I think we're expecting some big things from the Hurricanes this year, so it'll be the first home game here in Tasmania. So, if you're in the area, get along.
That's Monday the 19th, 7:15 against Perth. And then they're back at UTAS against the Brisbane Heat in late January.
That's about right, yeah.
Yeah. Now, tell me, are you playing cricket anywhere?
Me? I am not. I'm very happily retired, Darren. I was pretty quick to pull the pin on club cricket when I finished. I've family commitments and other bits and pieces took over once I finished professional cricket, so I'm very, very happily retired. So we stepped away from the game for a little while.
Gee, you haven't had a text from Georgetown Cricket Club or Launceston Cricket Club to come and play a T20, maybe?
I haven't recently. I think they must have been watching my last few years of cricket for the Tigers and the Hurricanes and maybe just stepped away from that one and just happy to have me on the deck for a beer and that sort of thing. But no, I think when I finished my cricket, I was well and truly done and dusted and probably didn't have a hell of a lot to offer anyone. Happily living my life away from cricket at the minute.
Well, yeah, you're being humble there, but your record stands up pretty well in not just Tasmanian cricket, but international cricket as well. So let's talk spin bowling on a national level. So obviously we've got Nathan Lyon, and you would think be in that position in Test cricket for quite a while. Who's next for Test cricket? Now, I know Adam Zampa has been regarded as a white ball player, but I kind of like Zamps, because he's still young enough to be in the mix when Nathan Lyon pulls the pen.
Yeah, Zamps is he's a very good cricketer. The thing about Adam Zampa, he's been so successful in the shorter forms of the game, he actually doesn't get away and play any Shield cricket, which he just struggles to, you know, put those performances forward. So, you know, I know he's played a Shield game recently. He's certainly, I know there's a test tour to India coming up, so that'd be certainly someone they're looking at. Ashton Agar is someone who, as a left-arm spinner, has always been very good and always puts his name up in lights. There's also another young cricketer, Todd Murphy, who's a Victorian cricketer, an off-spinner. Mm. He's done very well in Shield cricket recently. He's played some Australia A cricket. He'll be another one to look out for, particularly when this India tour is announced. I think they head away in February once our summer's done and dusted.
Mm.
And, yeah, he'll be another one who I've seen a little bit of through junior cricket and certainly started really well in his Shield career. So I think, you know, hopefully Gaz has got a few more years left in him, because I think sometimes we just don't really appreciate how good he is. You know, the job he did over in Perth was phenomenal. Talents like Gaz don't really come around that very often, so hopefully he's got a few more years left in him. But there are some younger guys coming through who've got a bit to offer.
Yeah, Swepson as well. His name gets well. He's played a few tests.
He does, yeah, he does. Well, the same thing with Swepson, because he plays a lot of short-form cricket, and I know he's been on a few tours, and he didn't get to play a lot of cricket, and particularly with the COVID years, you know, he was in the bubble and he missed a couple of those really crucial years of actually getting out and playing and just became a net bowler. So, obviously, yeah, you know, he might take a few more years to find his feet again, but it's not an easy art bowling spin in first-class cricket here in Australia. So, you know, they've certainly got their work cut out.
Just looking at Tasmania, going okay. And Jared Freeman, he's been on the scene there with the Tigers for a few years now. He's really turning into a genuine first-class cricketer now.
He's fantastic, Jared. I've known Jared for quite a while. You know, I've coached him. He's a Georgetown boy.
Yeah.
So I knew him a little bit before he stepped onto the scene and did some coaching with him, you know, through his under-17 and under-19. He's a really good cricketer, really great kid. And as I mentioned, bowling spin in first-class cricket can be a really brutal game here in Australia. You know, the quickies obviously get first choice of the conditions. And, he's done really well just to sort of play his role. And he's actually a really good hard-hitting batsman as well.
Yes.
I think we saw in the recent Shield game, he scored a 50 off 40 balls. He might have done it a few times this year. So.
Yep.
A really quality cricketer, good set of hands. And, you know, the thing about spin bowling is it really does take a long time to nail your craft and to learn everything. So he's doing a really good job and someone that hopefully he'll have a long career for Tasmania.
Yeah. All right, so back to where we started. The BBL trophy, Xavier will be taking that to Cataract Gorge, Launceston this Thursday, and you can have a chat, meet X and get some selfies or whatever. So if you're in the area, drop in there, good spot, and the weather's pretty good too, so you'll get some good photos and have a look at that trophy. So about 10:30 Thursday, right?
Yeah, 10:30 heading up to the Gorge. It's a place I used to spend some of my time off when I was up at Launceston College, and actually some of my periods where I should have been in class, but how I went at year 11 and 12. But it's a beautiful part of the world, the Cataract Gorge. So we'll be up there at about 10:30. The trophy will be there, and yeah, come and take a day.
The Cricket Tasmania ambassador nowadays, and
yeah, I'll put that on the CV.
And part-time carpenter. I heard you were working as a carpenter. Is that right?
I am. I'm actually on the tools today, punching out a deck here in Sandy Bay. So. Yeah, as I mentioned, when I finished cricket, I was well and truly, I was a bit sick of it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like it had just consumed me for 20 years, so I was more than happy to step away and do something else. So I went through my carpentry apprenticeship and, yeah, got me signed off. So, yeah, just living a bit of a different role at the minute and really enjoying it.
Well, you're still hitting things, so, you know, sort of.
Yeah, well, that's right. Take out the anger on a nail instead of a cricket ball now.
Yeah,
so, yeah, no, it's all good fun.
Good to hear. Thanks for having a yarn.
Cheers, Darren. Have a good day.